Last week on Jack Unmasked.
My head was just thought it was going to blow up. And I get to that dressing room and they open up the door and I just got that smell of sweat. Down I went, I had a whiteout. Pretty sure I had an aneurysm and it had broke. After this operation, I am in another world. I had no idea where I was. And the doctor says, he's going to be okay. She said, this is a 50-50 chance you'll make it or break it.
Well, welcome to the Jack Norris Podcast. We like to call it Jack Unmasked. Hockey stories from the 60s and 70s. Proudly brought to you by the Simply Grounded Coffee Gallery in downtown Delisle. We hope you enjoy reminiscing about hockey as much as we do. So, without further ado, let's chat with Jack. All right, well, welcome back to the Jack Norris Podcast. This week, we have our first special guest, ex-NHLer, Montreal and Philadelphia Flyers, actually WHA alumni too, Gary Peters. Gary's been well known for his work with kids sport. He played in the NHL from 1963 to 1972, and then a couple of years in the WHA as well. Today's podcast, we're actually going to go back to 1962-63. Gary Peters and Jack Norris, who are now good friends, used to be rivals back in the day. Gary Peters playing for the Regina Pats, Jack Norris for the Estevan Bruins. And today we're going to hear their story going back to the rivalry and the championships that they used to play with and against each other. So welcome Gary Peters to the show. Gary, did you know that you were the first official guest on the Jack Norris Podcast?
You're saying you're not a big operation?
No, unfortunately we're not, but we try.
Well, as long as you're having fun and it's working out.
Gary, how are things going today?
Well, things are going great. The weather is going to be getting warmer sooner or later, but hopefully sooner.
I think so. You know, I think besides this being a hockey podcast, it's also an update on the weather podcast.
Yeah.
Dad and I talk about that every time. He's been in Arizona and I've been through this cold winter. I think you have been too. And everybody kind of gravitates to the weather quite a bit, but it's been a cold one for sure.
Yeah, it has been. But we've had a lot of colder days in the past.
Trying to get other people involved like you and Glenn Hall, and we don't know who we're going to ask. Brings back the memories, you know.
Yeah, probably all good memories.
Whatever you make it to be, it'll be that way. If you say bad ones, we can have bad ones, but...
You know, you and Dad kind of had a storied past, I guess, back in the old junior days, didn't you?
We were rivals. No doubt.
Anytime it's Estevan Regina, you got big rivals.
I remember playing junior, and after this terrible bus situation with Humboldt, you know, when you stop and think about it, man, oh man, the amount of bus trips that we made in junior and everywhere else, pretty sad ordeal to have to hear about that unfortunate accident.
Yeah, it's been, I think it affected everybody because they can definitely relate to the situation, can't they?
They sure can, and it brings you back to your junior days, which was all bus driving, and especially the trips to Flin Flon were long, and I know that Jack was in Estevan and I was in Regina. We were a little more central, but the trips were sometimes not fun, and then getting up in the morning going to school was something that we did that also sure didn't hurt us anyway.
No, and you know, like this, obviously with the Humboldt situation, this being a junior ace Saskatchewan team, a lot of these kids really, if they get a college scholarship, that would be the best they would ever do. But, and you and Dad both played junior hockey back in the 60s, same idea. That's got to be one of the closest-knit group teams you ever played on, right? Because you're all 18 years old, and you're just there to play hockey.
Yeah. And, like, I went to school, and then I took a couple courses just to keep active and something to do. But junior hockey definitely was, and it was the biggest accident probably is when in Regina when a guy threw a bolt and hit Scotty Monroe in the head and caused all kinds of scenes.
I bet that would cause a scene, wouldn't it? So before we get into what happened with that, because that was near, maybe near the end. So you and Dad both played against each other. You were with the Regina Pats from 1959 to 63. And Jack, you were with the Estevan Bruins at that time, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And what do you remember, Jack, first of all, about Gary Peters and the Regina Pats?
Well, you know, I remember Gary really well because he was the mainstay of Regina Pats. He was the number one guy. And every time you played against the Regina Pats, you always says, "No, you got to watch that Peters because he can do this, he can do that, and he can sure score goals and everything else." But, you know, I remember that night when that bolt was thrown. I was playing in Regina that night. I played most of the games for Estevan anyway. But somehow that Scotty was on the bench coaching, and all of a sudden he's down. And everybody rushed over to the bench, and Scotty was out cold. He was gone. And they found this big nut there, a rig railroad nut. So somebody fired it from way up in the stands and hit him right between the eyes. So anyway, what it come to was we hauled him into the riot. It broke out like I thought there was going to be a major riot because the Estevan people were there with Regina, and they were just furious. Took him in the dressing room, and they said then Scotty was just come to, and he says, what's happened? He said, well, we called the game because somebody threw a big railroad nut and hit you. He says, that's good. He says, we'll finish this game down in Estevan tomorrow night when we play our game. We'll kill the bastards down there. So you continue with the rest, Gary.
Well, all I remember is the confusion and the frustration. And I couldn't believe that actually happened. And, you know, that's the scary part, you know, when fans are get that riled up, but Scotty most certainly could get people riled up very easy. All I remember, though, it was mass confusion. And did the game continue?
We finished the game, I think it was two nights later in Estevan, and yeah. They finished that Regina game, first of all, and I can't remember how it either game, I don't know how either game turned out of the series or nothing, I don't know. But that's when we talked to you about you saying, just watch that, Peter's got a guy on him, get him in the penalty box, do this, do that. And you tell that story. You know more about that story than I do.
Yeah, that actually happened. Scotty, or I was fighting it out for the scoring championship with Skip Crate. And we had a home-and-home series, played in Regina, and I got a point, and I think that put me up 4 points ahead of Skip, and now we go to Estevan. And Frank Mario, our coach, said, now they're knowing Scotty, they're going to send guys out after you and try to get you in a fight and get you out of the game. And hopefully Skip can win the scoring title. And he said, whatever happens, don't fight. Come right to the box. And at a young age like that, when you're challenged to fight, I mean, you got to fight. And that's just the way it was. But anyway, the puck was dropped, and two guys came at me immediately, the two wingers, and I took off and went right over to the bench. And they're trying to get at me, and the guys are stopping. And anyway, they ended up with two penalties, and I scored a goal. And the scoring championship was pretty well in the making, and also Frank Mario wouldn't let me play anymore because he didn't want me to get hurt, and he knew that they were going after me. So, and I wanted to play, and it was quite a it was quite an ordeal. But the rivalry and what all took place, it was pretty dramatic, and it was all for real, and it was actually fun. But it was everybody played extremely hard and wanted to win.
Yeah. Well, when we won, I think it was the next year when we played against you guys and we beat you out. And then Estevan went against Alberta, Edmonton Oil Kings, to see who goes to the Memorial Cup. And then that year we picked up you and I think Larry Mickey and Gary Davich from Moose Jaw, picked up you three guys, and we went up to Edmonton to play against them. And I'm pretty sure that was a best of nine series. And when I went into Estevan, I think the first two games were in Estevan or something. Yeah. I think we did okay, if I recall right. But you tell them the rest of the story when you came.
Well, we won both games in Estevan, and let's face it, you were one of the best goaltenders in the league by far, and it was, and you really covered the angles well, and you were a great goaltender, and very hard to score on.
The check's in the mail there, Gary.
Estevan had the smallest rink in the world. I don't think there's any other rink that small, and they had all tough guys that you couldn't hide in that rink, that's for sure. And and Scotty, that was his forte. But the thing is that when Edmonton came, they have such a big rink, and they come to this small rink. Well, they couldn't move hardly, and there was no room at all, and we did really well and beat them twice. And then we went to Edmonton. Well, gosh, the rink was really big, and there was probably enough room behind the net that you could almost have a game itself. It was just extremely, the net was out in the middle of nowhere. And they had a really fast, good team, and no doubt about it. And we ended up losing four straight. And supposedly we played two games in Estevan, four there and then two back to Estevan. And we never did make it back to Estevan. the rink was just too big, and they were too talented of a team to win again.
Yeah, I remember that series too, Gary, because Pat Quinn was on defense for Edmonton, and I'll just set this up. You and him got into a little squabble. Tell him what really happened.
Pat Quinn was a really tough customer, as everybody knew, and we got jostling in front of the net, and he drops his gloves, and I drop my gloves, and tried to get the first punch in if I could, but regardless of what happened, we ended up on the ice, and there really wasn't a whole too much damage done. But he was one guy that I think everybody was a little concerned about going to drop the gloves to, because he was such a big guy. And he was a tough guy, and he was very aggressive on the ice as well. And I think helped the team a little bit in the fact that we weren't as scared of him anyway.
Well, in that series, I was, of course, playing that series, and I think it was the first game, I think, in Edmonton, and I went out to the corner to play a puck, and when I got there, I realized how far it was, and man, I was scrambling to get back to the net. And so anyway, the play was in the corner, and then it come out to the front of the net, and then I kind of come out with the play, and I'm watching for the shot, and then all of a sudden, this Max Mostensik, who was in the corner, he was a rough, tough guy, and he gave me an elbow in the cheek, and down I went, and out I went, and they called the period with about 2 minutes to go, and I went into the dressing room. The doctor checked me over, and I didn't know why I was feeling so sore and just feeling like crap. So anyway, he said, "You're okay," so we went out and finished that period and then started the next period, so the series went on. So after the whole series is all over, talked to the doctor again, and he wanted to have me come in for a checkup. So I went in for a checkup, and he says, "I didn't tell you this at the time, but," he said, "you had the mumps." I said, "Oh my God, really?" He says, "Yeah." He says, Scotty didn't want me to tell you, but he said, "You had to play. If you didn't play," he says, we're dead. So you had to have your play. So anyway, that's one of the stories that I had, was having the mumps. So it was a good series. We had a lot of fun, and we didn't make the Memorial Cup, but we were next thing to it.
Yeah, we actually had a very good team, and the Estevan Club was an excellent club, and we fit in well with you guys. So there's no two ways about it. You know, back then, you played hurt, eh? And lots of times you shouldn't have been playing, but there was no other way. You had to play. Just the way it was, and especially with you, Jack. Spare goaltenders are spare goaltenders, but as far as I know, you played all the games.
I don't recall, but I know I played most of them. I don't know who was backing me up. Maybe Jim Letcher in those days. I can't recall, but we had a tough series against them. But they were a good hockey team, but I don't think they won the Memorial Cup. I think the East won it that year, if I recall.
You're right. I think it was Cashman and them, I
probably
believe. Yeah. And it was quite a tough series.
So what did you think, Gary, playing for Regina and having, you know that the coach was kind of going after you there for probably a few years, and then a week or two later, you're actually playing with Estevan. How did that feel, and, what was the transition like? Because back then, they were allowed to pick up a few players from other teams.
Yeah, it's very, very easy if you just want to play. And it doesn't matter who you're with or what you're doing. When you drop the puck, you're going to go out and do the best you can. Yeah. And, of course, we just love to play. And I guess that makes the difference between good player and a mediocre player is that you get to play lots and you thoroughly enjoy it.
I think I'll just wrap this one up because we'll probably get you on here again for another podcast because you've got a lot of stories. I think that was an excellent story, especially about your guys' connection back to the junior days. And maybe, Gary, what we'll do is we'll get a couple of stories from you about your NHL days here later on. What do you think about that?
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
And you know what? We were such great competitors and virtually hated each other. Jack and I have become very good friends and have helped each other out since, and it's been a wonderful trip.
And, I'll reflect back a little bit. Maybe the first game I ever played in junior might have been against you, I can't recall. But the last game I played in my whole career was when that Gordie Howe day in Saskatoon. And who are we playing against? You. So it kind of rings a bell saying it started there and it ended there. So I hung my pads up after that game. I said, never play goal again. And that's where it ended.
You had a good career and it was fun playing, and it was fun playing with you, and it was fun playing against you.
Well, that ends episode 12 of Jack Unmasked, where we learn that two great rivals, through competition and respect, end up becoming great friends. If you would like to be notified of the next podcast, which comes out every Friday, go to www.nccag.ca. Click on the podcast tab, enter your email, and you'll be notified of the next upcoming podcast. Until we talk to you next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Scotty was on the bench coaching, and all of a sudden he's down. Scotty was out cold, and they found this railroad nut, took him in the dressing room, and Scotty was just come to, and he says, that's good. He says, we'll finish this game down in Estevan tomorrow night when we play our game. We'll kill the bastards down there. Just watch that. Peter's got a guy on him. Get him in the penalty box. Do this, do that. And
I was fighting it out for the scoring championship with Skip Craig. Frank Mario, our coach, said, now they're knowing Scotty. They're going to send guys out after you and try to get you in a fight and get you out of the game. Whatever happens, don't fight. Come right to the box. Puck was dropped, and two guys came at me immediately, and I took off and went right over to the bench. They ended up with two penalties, and I scored a goal, and the scoring championship was pretty well in the making.